Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. How are you today? I hope you woke up in good spirits. You have health and strength. You're not in the hospital. You have eyes to see, ears to hear. You can smell, you can taste, you can walk, you can talk. Everything may not be perfect, but God is still good. You are alive, and once there's life, there's hope, they say. For those of you who are not already subscribed, I encourage you to do so. And if you like today's content, please remember to like, comment, share, so that the word could keep going. Today, I want to reflect on an experience I had yesterday. But before I get into that, I want to ask you, do you believe in angels? If so, have you ever had an angelic encounter? We will come back to that later. So yesterday, Germany celebrated a holiday called Pfingsten, in English known to be Pentecost. This was a day when the disciples were in the upper room praying and waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost was when 3,000 people were baptized from different kindred, nation, and tongue because they were able to hear the disciples speak in their own native language. And to know that Germany celebrates this day as a public holiday, I think that is something awesome. Nevertheless, we took this day, my friend and I, and we went to Lüneburg, just a hour and a half away from Hamburg. So it was my first time going there, and I have to say it reminded me a little about Lübeck. It reminds me of Netherlands too, with the flowers around the lake and so much more to see, so much more people were around. I love to see eating places on the street where you pass by and people are on the outside having their meals and you hear the movement of the knife and fork on the plate as you're walking by. I kind of like to hear the sound of that. And so visiting Lüneburg was a wonderful experience, I have to say. I love the feeling of the day and the weather was perfect. So while we walked through the city of, or the old town of Lüneburg, by the way, the environment is very touristy. So while we were walking, we stumbled upon this tower. We never knew of it before. It's one of those towers. It's called Am Wasserturm. In English, it means the water tower. We went inside and paid €5 to go to the very top. So it had six floors, and when we went to the top, we were able to see across the entire city of Lüneburg. So we spent about 20 minutes at the very top of the tower, and then we made our way down the staircase to see what was on the other floors. And by the way, everything that you experience on each floor had something to do with water. So on the fifth floor, there was a monument of a man standing with two buckets on either side. Of course, in those days, I had the pole and then the buckets hang on either side of your shoulder. So you put the pole over your shoulder and then you had the buckets. So he was there, persons were taking pictures beside him. And then, of course, to the right of him was two ladies on a wall reading newspaper. And then persons had the opportunity to put a stool beside the ladies and take pictures. And it would appear as if you are part of the scene reading paper with these females. So on this particular floor, I remember taking a picture beside the ladies with something in my hand reading and took off my purse. You know, those little small purse that you have over your shoulder. Took it off, put it on a table or on an extra stool next to the one I sat on to take the picture. And after getting up, I walked away, leaving the purse behind. I had my camera with me, my Canon, and of course my cell phone. And so, because my mind was preoccupied with taking pictures, I forgot the purse. So, we went to the other floor. Now, on the other floor was this huge empty tank, in the middle of which was a staircase on which persons go up and down the tower. Now, in this tank, which the staircase was, had tinted blue lights, and it had this cool acoustic sound that even if you're not a big singer like myself and you attempt to sing, it makes you sound so cool. And then contrasted with the blue light was one of those warm lights. You'll see pictures. I think it was really cool. And of course, on other floors, there were different things regarding how they used water back then by turning this lever. Different things on different floors regarding water. Anyways, we finished all the floors, walked about 2 kilometers, sat down to have something to eat, and then it hit me. Where is my handbag? So we finished what we were having and went back. So the idea was to go to the reception first, just in case somebody saw it and brought the bag to her, and then go back to the spot where I knew I left it. When we got there, the receptionist was attending to another customer, and I immediately saw my bag in the window where she attended to the customers from behind. And I said to my friend Dennis, "There's the bag." And he says, "Oh yeah." And so we collected the bag from her afterwards, thanked her, and moved on. Everything was in the bag. And I said to him, "Honest people are still around. Good people are still around." But here's a cool part now. So from where we parked was quite a distance. So we were making our way back to the direction where we parked. And in this huge city where there were so many people, what are the odds you will encounter the very people who found the bag? So while we were walking, this couple, maybe the wife shouted, or the husband, "Hey, the lady with the bag." So they immediately got our attention. I said, "Oh, you were the ones who found the bag?" And we went over and we thanked them generously. "Thank you so much. God bless you. And that was really kind of you." And so after we had small talk with them, I thank the Lord again in my heart for looking after me, for sending wonderful people to have my back, to take care of my purse. And it was from this experience I asked you the question, do you believe in angels? I put this to you that angels come in two forms. There are angels who are sent from heaven that take on human form. And then there are angels in our everyday life, whether it be your friends, family, who God sent our way to be a huge blessing to us. If you were to take the time to examine your own life to see the kind of people who are around you who have been a real blessing to you, you can safely say, this person has been my angel. This person is like a godsend. You could be someone who looks after an old person who has no one around, and you care for them in a special way. You're an angel to that person. And I put this to you that it pays for us to be kind to people, because we really don't know who God will send to test us in small ways in preparation for a big deal. And I'm going to share a scriptural reference to you shortly that proves that. Sometimes people come to us in very simple attire, very simple demeanor. And because of the humble disposition they have, we turn them away. And our tone is very mean, or we're moving so fast, we don't have the time to be kind, and so the blessing may pass us by. Because God sent angels in human form to deliver a message to us, or to be a blessing to us, or to ask a huge, small favor to see where our heart is. Of course, God already knows the heart, but He sends people to show us how we are. And so it pays for us to be hospitable at all times. It doesn't matter what kind of mood you are in. He's sending you as an angel, or He's going to send an angel to help you. We were placed here on this earth to be servants to each other, to love and serve each other. We serve others and others serve us. And we continue to take care of each other and be there for each other. And so I just want to share this Bible text with you that validates my point when I say heavenly beings or angels, they take on human form. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. It says, "Brotherly love must continue. Do not neglect hospitality, because through it some have entertained angels without knowing it." So it pays for us to be kind at all times. And now I'm going to share with you a story found in Genesis chapter 18, where Abram was very hospitable, and because of his kindness to the angels that appeared to him, he received the blessing through the message they came to deliver. If he was an unpleasant person or mean in his demeanor, perhaps the blessing would have been deferred. Allow me to read that story to you. It's found in Genesis chapter 18, like I said, and just allow me to read verse 1 through to verse 15. It says, "The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent during the hottest time of the day.
Abram looked up and saw three men standing across from him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by and leave your servant. Let a little water be brought so that you may all wash your feet and rest under the tree. And let me get a bit of food so that you may refresh yourselves, since you have passed by your servant's house. After that, you may be on your way." "All right," they replied, "you may do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, take three measures of fine flour, knead it and make bread." Then Abraham ran to the herd and chose a fine, tender calf and gave it to a servant, who quickly prepared it. Abraham then took some curds and milk, along with the calf that had been prepared, and placed the food before them. They ate while he was standing near them under a tree. Then they asked him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He replied, "There, in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you when the season comes around again, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, not far behind him. Abraham and Sarah were old and advanced in years. Sarah had long since passed menopause. So Sarah laughed to herself, thinking, "After I am worn out, will I have pleasure, especially when my husband is old too?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child when I am old?' Is anything impossible for the Lord? I will return to you when the season comes round again, and Sarah will have a son." Then Sarah lied, saying, "I did not laugh," because she was afraid. But the Lord said, "No, you did laugh." So this little passage is really to prove that angels come to deliver messages, and they come on the brink of a turning point in our lives. Because one little kindness that you do could be the key that opens the door to that pregnancy that you have been longing for. One act of kindness could be the key that opens the door to that dream job that you have been longing and working so hard towards. That little kindness could be the open door to something new and amazing in your life. One act of kindness could be the open door to a job opportunity. It could be the open door to a connection that will lead you to the ultimate connection that you really need, whatever that connection is for you. And I just want to share a scriptural text that tells us that angels were made by God and that they are a part of his heavenly hosts. I will first share Colossians 1 verse 16, which says, "For all things in heaven and on earth were created by him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him." And Nehemiah 9 verse 6 says, "You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, along with all their multitude of stars, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You impart a life to them all, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." The multitudes of heaven here are the angels. Other translations say host, and some say angels. So host, angels, multitudes are used interchangeably. So God created the angels, and they are a part of his heavenly hosts. And sometimes he sends them to comfort us, to deliver a message, to block the fiery darts of the evil one. When you pray, you're basically summoning God's help, and he sends angels to your defense to help you. So you can be someone's angel, and someone can be your angel. So we were placed on this earth to serve each other. We serve others, and others serve us. That was the true intent of God. And this is where love comes in. Because when we love people, we help people. God has created us to be kind to others. Whatever you can do to help someone, help. Because that act of kindness yesterday told me that there are still good people around, and that God sent angels in human form to have the backs of his people. So these people could have been literal angels sent from God in human form, or humans who became a blessing to me, and for that I deemed them my angels. Jesus, after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was very, very hungry and weak. And the Bible said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, that angels came to minister unto him. Whether they came as spirit beings or in human form, it said angels came to minister unto him. So angels interact with humans all the time. Back then in Bible days or in earlier centuries, perhaps humans were aware of angelic encounters. It was known to that human that this was an angel. Or maybe something they said, maybe they told the person something nobody else knew, or something. Some of them chose to reveal themselves afterwards. There was a story in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. I won't bother to read it, but I'll just give you a summary. There was a prophet by the name of Elijah. Elijah was closer to God than his friend Elisha, who would have succeeded him anyways. So Elijah was not yet a prophet, but when Elijah left the earth, Elisha, his friend, would have eventually become the prophet. But at the time, Elisha, the friend, eyes were not open to angels, but Elijah's eyes were, because of the connection he had with God. And there was an army that came up against them, and Elisha, his friend, became very afraid. And then Elijah prayed and asked the Lord to open the eyes of Elijah so that he may see the heavenly host that surrounded the enemy. And they were able to see that they that were with them are more than they that came up against them. So I say this to you, they are more for you than they that are against you. Because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivers them. Angels are always around to look after us, to protect us, to minister unto us. Some of you are grieving the loss of loved ones. Angels are there to comfort you. So in closing, I want to say to you that it pays to be kind, no matter who comes to you for help, because God takes note of that. Yesterday, I encountered two angels, and that was the icing on the cake of a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your ears, and God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.